Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We have to wait for two people to leave the DMV for us to go into the main lobby, right? And one person leaves and a guy looks at me with his big Jordan Peele movie eyes as if to say, well, why aren't you going in?
Yeah.
It's your turn. It's your turn. You can go in. And I said, we're gonna go in together. And so we go in and we listen to this hapless guy. He's saying, you mean my son has to sign this document? I said, and the lady's, yes, your son has to sign the document. He's going to be owner of the car. He said, but he has a very complicated schedule.
How did the lady sound again?
You're going to have to sign it if it's even outright ownership. And you're going to have to, you know, we really appreciate you coming in and waiting in line.
How's everything else going with you, dude? Yeah, everything going well?
Yeah. I was thinking about that you would probably ask me that. And it's, many people ask me, how are you doing? I'm like, you know, I have been doing this kind of isolation in my home since 1998.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is a very special episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. We're starting a little late today, and sorry about that. So if you're freaked out because you haven't gotten the show yet, you'll be getting it. Let me see. We're taping it at about 1:30 Eastern time. That means you'll be getting it by midnight. That's right. When you should be getting the show. So we're looking forward to that. Should be fun. And we've got a very special friend who is joining us at the beginning of the show. I almost sound like Bruce Buffer. A friend who is joining us at the beginning of the show. His name is Mr. Dude Walker. And Dude's got something special that's coming up tonight at 8 p.m. on Fox. Dude Walker, how are you? What?
Take the mask off.
Oh, yes. Take the mask. He's prepared comedy, ladies and gentlemen.
Much
better. He is prepared comedy.
And, actor's trick.
A little actor's trick.
A little actor's trick. How are you guys?
We're great.
We're great, dude. All right. I'm trying to figure out this this little thing here. All right. So this is Celebrity Watch Party. You're the narrator for this seems like, when I was reading the promo for this, it appears to be something like a mad world. There's so many different celebrities here.
And they keep changing too.
Okay, it's a Celebrity Watch Party. I'll read what I have here. It is an American reality television series based on the British series Gogglebox, and features celebrities recording themselves watching and reacting to television shows and news stories inside their home. So they're going to have like a camera on their face, and then on the other part of the screen will be the show that they're watching, right?
That's it, exactly. That was so well put.
All right.
You're professional.
For example, when I watch UFC, when I'm watching Ultimate Fighting, they got this guy that was a middleweight champion and his face has been smashed in, but he's now, you know, got a big full beard and he kind of is, he's cleaned up real nice. Mm. You can hardly see the scars. And they like to show him reacting to a knockout, like when he goes, whoa, this. So
well, that's pretty much what this is. This is the same sort of deal. There's varying degrees of acting and reacting. Some much better than the others, but it's still fun to see. And frankly, they're all doing the same thing. They're on a lounger or they're on a bed. They're all just watching the show as people do, and the reactions. And plus, you get to see little snippets of shows that they're watching, so things you might not have watched yourself.
Mike, if you've ever wanted to see Joe Buck snuggled in a blanket, this is the show for you.
Now, see, I really don't want to see that. But by the way, it's tonight on Fox. Dude Walker, for those of you that have been living in a box, has been the voice of this show for as long as I can remember. He has joined us on stage at our live shows, most recently in Las Vegas, and I've noticed something about Dude Walker. Dude, legendary Dude and Doug morning show years ago on Q107, and as Dude gets older, we all change a little bit when we get older. Dude has made himself into a pretty tremendous ball buster as he is, as he's grown up. And, you know, so having Dude backstage at the last live show for me was, it was, he was relentless. He was relentless
on
me.
He was.
I think my favorite thing to do to you, though, and I love the way you reacted to it. I said, didn't I say, Mike, I said, well, what's the youngest person you do an impression of?
That's it.
This is like, we're talking like 3 minutes before I'm walking out on stage. He gives me that little confidence building tidbit right there. Do you do anybody young anymore?
And, alive?
That is too. Well, hey, Bruce Buffer, I did him, but
yeah,
no,
you
know, the most recent, you'll like this, dude, because you're in the same demo. You will love this. The most recent addition to my celebrity repertoire is Peter Finch from the movie Network.
Oh, wonderful. That's
so now I'm not only doing celebrities when they were alive and now they're dead. No, I'm digging them up and doing them anyway from a long time ago.
Digging them up in obscure cemeteries, yeah.
Or something?
What's that?
What year was that movie? 73 or something like that?
Had to be something. It was
74, I think, for some reason.
1974.
Yeah.
So this show, this is a pretty decent gig, and it's very timely that so many people are staying home right now. And I'm trying to look at the list. The outlier on the list of celebrities that they gave me here, Steve Wozniak.
Yes.
That is pretty. That's one that I would be curious to watch. And have you watched a lot of the content that we're going to be seeing tonight?
Yeah,
I guess you had to because you're narrating.
I do what's called the wraparounds. It's the introducing. In case people don't know who this person is, a lot of people don't know who Steve Wozniak is and his wife sitting there. So I don't know the criteria for choosing these people. Maybe it's just who's got a camera that's a celebrity. Well, you're on the show.
Mike, can I play you a taste of Dude's opening announcement, because it's a great read.
Is this from the TV show Celebrity Watch Party?
This is from episode one. The third episode airs tonight, but this is from episode one.
Stars, they're just like you and me, locked down in their homes and searching for the best shows on TV.
Come on, TV time.
What are we watching?
I think this may be one of my favorite shows right now.
When they're not baking banana bread, they're picking up the remote, just like everyone else. But what are they watching?
Uh-oh, this is not good.
So that's how the show opens.
I love you channeling a little Ernie Anderson in your delivery there. Because, dude, look, it's not just a standard thing. Dude does a lot of different stuff with his voice, and I love that. And it sounds like, would I be wrong in thinking maybe they did some decent writing for you, too?
They do. The hard part of all this is the decent writing is there, and then they want you to pick up the pace. And you're really trying to throw in all the little ins and outs and then make it, 3 seconds shorter. That's the challenge for a professional announcer, frankly. I think anybody could speak something well. They go, that's good. This is a one-minute spot, and you made it two. So
right.
let's move it along. That's probably the biggest challenge, trying to get things done in time.
It's funny as I'm reading through, because I got a lot of information on your one sheet for this Celebrity Watch Party, which, by the way, airs tonight at 8 p.m. on Fox. Please check your local listings. The shows they watch go range dramatically. Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back. But the one I'd like to see a reaction to is Dr. Pimple Popper. How could that be? Celebrities watching Dr. Pimple Popper.
I mean, the grosser the show is, the more shocking the shows are that they watch, the better they feel the reaction will be. There is one tonight with Deadliest Catch. I won't break. It's cringeworthy, as they say. It's hard to watch, but you can't not,
That's just fun.
Have fun.
I like it. It's unique. I think that's cool. I'm glad you're associated with it. That's fun.
Dude, I saw some stuff where they're reacting to news stories, so they have to stay relatively current when they do that. How fast of a turnaround do you give them when they send you the stuff?
Yeah, well, supposedly, what were they watching this week along with you? So this really is, it's purported to be live, but of course it isn't. I finished it up last night, so less than 24 hours ago.
Wow.
I was still talking about it. So and then they change it if something should change. If there's suddenly a news story they need to throw in, they'll throw that in last moment. So it's close to being a live show.
Well, that's awesome. Check it out. And how's everything else going with you, dude?
Yeah,
everything going well?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. You would probably ask me that, and it's many people ask me, how are you doing? I'm like, I have been doing this kind of isolation in my home since 1998. I really have.
Yeah, I bet you have.
You've been working for You figured it out a hell of a lot longer before I did, because you knew that this is a bet. I'm kind of in that same boat. I've been self-isolating for 10 years.
Right.
And, you know, I get it. I truly, truly understand the way it is. It's fine. I don't mind it. Now, my wife and kid are going a little bat-ass right now.
I can imagine. Yeah,
I mean, they're going crazy.
I remember when one of the first times I did something live from here was on the old Don and Mike show. And I had just gotten the ISDN box, and Don found out about it, and he said, let's go live, and let's do the liners for the show.
Yeah, right. When Dude started working with us on the Don and Mike show, we thought, because it was always content with Don, it was always figuring out how we could do something that would be unique. And, you know, anybody can grab a Billy Big Voice like Dude Walker and have him record in his studio and send them along, and then you play them. But we wanted the process exposed to the listeners, and they'd shoot it up. They love that you would do the recording session on the show, and that's when we started doing that. And then we did a lot of other stuff that was on the show too. We should probably do more of that. It's fun to do recording sessions on the
and
show.
Also the thing about that was so good is there would be the weirdest reads for Dude that would come in those lines, because I'd send him 65, 70, sometimes 80 bumpers for the show, and some of them out of context made no sense, and it was great to have him try it and then explain what we wanted from him, because it made no sense to anybody.
Well, so it was like good directing.
To be a fan of the show, because I had to figure out what you were talking about. I wanted to be in context. So I said, if I don't listen, I'm not going to know. And then, you know, it became, if you listen, you get it. You know, one of those things.
Right on.
So just a business question for you, because you do lots of voiceover work. That is your job. That is what you do for a living. Mm-hmm. How has the COVID situation affected that? Is there more? Is there less? What's the, you know, I have to be honest with you, have been impacted somewhat here with our employees at Podcast Village scattered all over the place. Mm-hmm. However, you know, we're still able to do our jobs, and that's a good thing. I'm curious how it's affected you with your biz.
Well, it's very interesting how it's changed. Radio stations in general they have been, for me, going away for two reasons. One, there's fewer radio stations and that really do. And also, I'm not the voice of most young radio anymore. Back in the day, I was, you know, that, you know, flame through and all that kind of stuff. Now, it's not that way. But I don't miss it, because I've got a lot more of the television stuff. What's happened during this coronavirus is a lot of the voice talent nationally did not have their own studio at home. And they got caught flat-footed by this. And because of that, they're moving to people like me who are familiar with how all this techno stuff works. And within a moment, I can be on and ready to go. I don't know if that's why I got the Fox show or not. I can't tell you what.
Well, I think you're good at what you do too. Yeah. I mean, you definitely have been, you know, you've had a handle on how to do this for a very long time.
Addition by subtraction, of course.
Yeah,
also.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It works that way. Are you saying people have passed away, Oscar? Is that what you're
Well, the later well, Anderson is no longer competing with him. So
dude would know this, because when you do any kind of voiceover work, you're kind of a student of these guys. You know, back in the day, the In a World, those guys, you know, Dude, I think a relatively healthy lifestyle, but a lot of these guys, you know, they'd have the Philip Morris truck drive up their driveway and drop off the cartons. You know, it was just like, you know, well, you know, a lot of those guys went by the by. And, you know,
I remember when I was sort of a young voiceover guy, and I remember seeing some of the old guys, and they all sort of had that, oh, man, I get this beat, man. Look at what I can do. I can go from studio to studio, get paid a lot of money, and then I can hang out at a bar in between and smoke. And it just, this is, and most people like me would go, that's for me. I realize that's got a self-limiting time. So I've now been doing this as just not as DJ. DJ stopped in 84 or 85.
Wow, I can't believe you've been doing this long.
All those years, I've been able to do it. And a lot of it is discipline. And people who knew me then would go, what? dude, disciplined. No. But
yeah, I know. I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah, you have to kind of motivate yourself, and you have to figure out how to do it. It doesn't hurt when you got good representation. I used to have an agent. It was, it's really terrific. And, you know, we wish you best of luck on this. This looks kind of fun. It's tonight at 8 p.m. on Fox. Check your local listings. Celebrity Watch Party, an American reality television series based on the British series. That sounds so British. Gogglebox.
Gogglebox.
Narrated by our friend and the voice of this show, Mr. Dude Walker. Dude, continued success. We'll all be watching it tonight. And you rock, and give our best to everybody that's close to you, my friend, okay?
It's been my pleasure. You guys stay safe. Stay well.
Thank you.
There you go, dude. That's Dude Walker, everybody. That's cool. I'm matching up the celebrities with the shows, and I'm wondering if we could match up Rob Lowe, Joe Buck, Raven Simone, Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush, like the football player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, he's relevant. I think he's on the college
Master
football
P,
network.
The Osbournes. How about the other?
No. Ozzy looks great, by the way.
But the shows are Entertainment Tonight. Now would Entertainment Tonight have the...
One of the clips I saw was when they were trying to determine how to say Elon Musk's son's name, so it allowed the celebrities to try to weigh in on that. So if there's something that is real pop culture, they might go to an Entertainment Tonight. But I also like the notion of seeing a celebrity watch Raiders of the Lost Ark. But Mike, I think we both zeroed in on the same show, which is Dr. Pimple Popper.
Dr. Pimple Popper. If they watched me, if they put a camera on me, and by the way, I've pulled the trigger. I'm starting the process, and I might as well go public with it because, you know, every little bit helps.
Yes.
I determined that yesterday when Joe Rogan signed a deal with Spotify for $100 million that, I'd like a piece of the pie. So that's why I'm going on Cameo, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I am going on Cameo.
Mike, you're going to be a natural at it.
Yep.
I don't really know what it's... I don't even know that if technologically I've done it properly. I filled out their paperwork, and they said someone will be in touch with me. I don't know whether that happens right away or what, but Rob, you got a letter from...
The person who's going to contact you, Mike, is going to be 80s rapper Cameo. He's going to call you. He's going to say, hey, what's the word up?
But Chad's doing it, right? Chad's doing it, and
Drab and the Junkies producers are doing it. All the Junkies are on it.
They're all doing it.
They're all doing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually asked you. We asked you to do it a while ago, and you said that you were better than that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not.
I don't think there's the stigma.
No. What motivated me? Yeah. Rob sent me a request that family wanted me to do that, and I figured it would be easy. Logistically, and not taxing the guys at work to do that type of stuff, and just do it on the phone and send it to the Cameo people. That, by the way, nice gig for Cameo, getting a little chunk of every, you know, that's just the way it works. Yeah. That's the way it works in the big wide world out there. And if it's good enough for Gilbert Gottfried, it's good enough for
Mike,
me. So
and you're going to be so much more thoughtful than most of these celebrities that do it. Like, you're actually going to care and say something funny and do it probably in one take. Most people, it's like, yeah, okay, Brad, it's your birthday. Christy said happy birthday.
Right.
And that's all they give. I've seen demo reels like that. You know, you have like a little demo reel on Cameo to show what one of your ones looks like. I would think you'd want to try a little hard on the demo. Yeah. I saw one where it was a lady.
Could I charge by the voice?
Sure.
I think you can change the rate depending on. Well, actually, you can set the rate whatever you want, Mike.
All right, I'm going to charge $10 a voice. If you want 200 voices, it'll cost you $2,000.
That's a deal.
That's right. But that's almost all of the voices I do. If you really tax me, and I'm not sure I could get that done in a 60 second.
Please ask Mike. I've learned he hates is voices.
No, I don't. I really don't hate voices. I love voice. I mean, when Rob and I came up with the Peter Finch thing that was obscure that nobody's done, and I'd never done that. And by the way, the paperwork is on the way to both you guys that you're just going to have you're going to have to sign off on a non-Cameo appearance for a year.
Oh,
I'm joking.
I don't have the patience to actually shoot a video.
Did you have a long work day today?
No.
Why are we taping late? I thought you were doing work today.
Yeah, but it wasn't like
he was shooting Cameo videos. He was shooting Cameo videos all morning.
I'm literally supervising my
wife.
Hi,
Chris. Happy birthday. It's Oscar.
All right. We have just a couple of minutes. Yeah. I don't want a big, long thing, but I do have to ask you because last night when Oscar rearranged the schedule, and it was no problem, and we have a great system here where everybody gets in contact with one another. We put little emojis out, and everybody gets we're all on the same page when there's a change to our schedule. Right. And Oscar only said one thing to me because he was trying to call me first before he sent this out there. It sounded to me when you talked to me that you were going out to do something that you thought
your wife
was going to be able to do for you, and you did not sound happy.
So I'm totally cool with really understanding people's limitations when you give me a heads up.
Right.
So negative.
So
by the way, he brought this in with him today too. It was one of the lead topics.
My wonderful wife, she was set to help produce this remote location shoot this morning.
Right.
And I know that we have a conflict of schedule, so I want to not miss the show as much as possible. Like, I want to be here.
Right.
And I have responsibilities. And I said, look, everything's set up for you. I actually went out there after the show, I would say 2 days ago, to set everything up. And you just go in and hit record and just do a little direction. You're good to go. And by the way, like, we wear PPPs. We have, like, footy stuff. Like, everything's
PPE,
covered up.
Right? Right?
Yeah, PPEs.
Okay. All right.
Like, everything's good to go. And yesterday she comes to me. She goes, I don't know if I could handle it if something goes sideways. I was like, you can just FaceTime me. FaceTime me. Like, I'll talk to the guys. I'll just step away real quick and fix whatever you need to fix. And then the look came where it's like, I can't do it. Which I'm fine with. I'm fine with
that. It's your betrothed. So, I mean, you know, if she's really stressed about it, why put that on?
Yeah, but tell me that.
It's a phone call to me.
Tell me
that
3 days ago. Tell me that on Saturday.
A little notice. A little notice, please.
You know the schedule, though? Yes. You know the days that that's a problem, the days that... Even if there aren't any days that it would be a problem. If it's not a problem, I will show up.
It was frustrating because at the beginning I said, if you're not comfortable handling this, I'm cool. Just let me know now. I'll tell the guys.
Right.
This is, I would say, maybe on Saturday of this past week. But to tell me this afternoon, like, as like the
I get it,
you're behind the eight ball at that point, right?
But it went smoothly.
Yeah, it went smoothly. Absolutely.
A lot of road time for you, I take it, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Well, it's not the road time as much as and there may be a chip in me that just says this is pretty straightforward that not everybody has. And to be fair, my wife just got into this business about, I would say, 2 years ago, so to have somebody just run a production,
it takes time.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah. But if everything's already set up and you just hit one button, everything should be okay.
Right.
And that's what happened.
So you went out there, hit a button, and everything was fine.
I had her hit the button, and we watched the same thing.
All right.
As a redundancy.
Right. Well, you know, some people just don't want to take the plunge, and I get that.
But thank God you were there. I mean, she could have missed that button, and then what happens?
Right. It'll be fine. Then
It worked out.
She'll just be home watching Dr. Pimple Popper. I mean, that'll...
With Reggie Bush.
Oh, man. Reggie Bush. His reaction. Reggie Bush reacting to that zip being popped. Oh, my God. Tonight, it's Celebrity Watch. Hey, didn't he do a little Ernie Anderson there?
Yeah, he did.
Absolutely.
He did.
Ernie Anderson, we got some outtakes from that guy. That was a potty mouth. A big time potty mouth. Well, everything's fine. Everything's going to be good. We have a lot on the show. And, of course, tomorrow night at 7 p.m., it is our virtual cocktail party that we invite you to join. We are also working technologically on maybe next week getting some more people to pop on our screen here.
Right.
That, we're going to start with people. We're going to start with people that we haven't seen for a while, like Maddie Masiello. Mm-hmm. Love to get her on. Maybe Pony to come on and so we could see him.
Oh, when you see his Maddie.
No, when you see his setup, Mike, it looks like he's holding himself hostage.
Really?
Like, I have FaceTime with him for a couple things we had to do here in the studio.
Looks like he's in a Afghanistan prison camp or something like that.
Yeah, but also
it's
I think
like
Pony's
a classy Guantanamo.
But Pony's the kind of guy that would enjoy holding himself hostage. I think
he's
just complicated.
Getting Pony
like
on
that.
The video? No, that's not. No, I don't.
No,
Maddie.
No.
Maddie. Yeah, I don't mind Maddie. Shannon.
Yes.
Maybe some interns. Maybe Mike McIntosh. That would be interesting. You know,
as
stuff
I said,
like
Maddie
that.
Would be excellent.
Right. And Rob has also informed me that we will be also getting celebrity guests to join us on the Zoom calls starting in the year 2022.
Exactly.
So we're looking forward to that. That should
pencil
be
it in. Pencil it in.
It's on the docket, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, Karnak the Magnificent.
Simsalabim.
Welcome, welcome, welcome once again. No one knows the contents of these envelopes, but you, in your incredibly divine way, will ascertain the answers without ever before seeing the question. The first envelope, hermetically sealed.
Yes, I understand that. Zippity-doo-dah.
Zippity-doo-dah.
That's what I said. How do you tell Marcello Mastroianni his doodah is open? Karnak on roll. This audience would laugh at Dinosaur backing into a meat thermometer. Mount Baldy.
Mount Baldy.
What do you do if you play horsey with Don Rickles?
Oh.
May a weird holy man get your weather girl in trouble. Three dog night. What's a bad night for a tree? UCLA.
UCLA.
What happens when there isn't any smog? Ben Gay.
Ben Gay.
Why didn't Mrs. Franklin have any kids?
I hold in my hand the last envelope.
May your only daughter go into syndication with an army camp. Hurry up. Name a drink that's made with 7-Up and prune juice.
It's
the Mike O'Mara. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That is Johnny Carson, The Tonight Show. A lot of us still remember that wonderful program, and it does hold up, that comedy. That is a very, very good bit. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Heard everywhere from Gabs, Nevada, the Perry District of Spokane, Washington, Jonesboro, Tennessee, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. That's where they have them people up there with them carts, right, with the horses?
They ain't like using no electricity at all, Mike.
Quincy, Illinois, and Potsdam, Germany. The Mike O'Mara Show is on and brought to you by Freshly. Rob Spiewak, what did you have for lunch today?
Oh, my God, it was so great because of the late start time. I got to have lunch before the show. How about you take a few minutes and all of a sudden you're eating peppercorn steak with string beans and carrots.
There it
served
is.
Served on a bed of mashed potatoes. It's so good.
I had the meatballs. I had those good meatballs.
So good.
They're so yummy, freshly, so delicious. It's great. Oscar, you got a fridge full?
I mean, so much. We ordered a bunch just from us with our code. Can't go wrong.
Yeah,
listen
good
to
stuff.
Me. Listen. Life
is
complicated.
If you don't have an oven, this is perfect.
Oh, it is. It's fantastic.
Ideal
for you.
Yeah.
Life is complicated, especially now. I know that my family and friends are looking for life hacks to make things easier for us. We started in the kitchen, and that's where Freshly comes in. Listen to this. Freshly. Love the name of it, too. Freshly understands that food needs... Rob's holding up the steak peppercorn. Freshly understands that food needs to be delicious, healthy, and simple, because if it's not easy, you won't do it. And if it doesn't taste good, I don't want it. And,
exactly.
This food is good. Freshly, you can avoid the grocery store and enjoy fully prepared dinners delivered fresh, not frozen, right to your door. Freshly's chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work. All you do is heat for 3 minutes and dinner is done.
So good.
D-O-N-E, done, Dom. Done, done, done. Imagine better for you, golden oven fried chicken. Creamy springtime risotto. And fall apart tender beef brisket. That's just a few of the 30 plus self-conscious options. Carla looked at the calories and the nutritional information on these packages and went out of her mind. Join the almost 1.5 million satisfied Freshly customers and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the cleanup.
Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at Freshly.com/TMOS. Don't wait. That's Freshly.com/TMOS. You will be like Mike and Rob and Oscar and
yes.
anyone else who
yes.
has wrapped their tonsils around those Freshly meals. They are ducky delicious.
Mike.
So good.
You can count on it.
I like these so much. And this is how my mind works. I was like, are they a publicly traded company? Because this is, I kid you not, if you don't have the time, you're lazy, you don't have an oven, you just want to get it over with.
Right.
The idea of something fresh
in
that,
3 minutes
that tastes good.
Oh, well, you know what? Awesome. I mean, if they are publicly traded, get involved now because a friend of mine told me the other day, the market, good time to invest now. Early. No volatility.
Oh, my God. I've got a longer horizon than you do.
Yeah. It's.
I got to mind my P's and Q's all the time now. Yes, sir.
Yeah, get a house, they said. Anyway, it's terrific.
We bought a house.
Here we are.
It's lovely.
Speaking of shopping of any kind, Rob Spiewak, this has been on my list, and I've refused to take it off because it sounds
right.
good. You talked about self-checkout. And I
what
know
have I
that,
always said? What have
what's
I
that?
Always said? That
what
self-checkout is evil, it's wrong, and it's taking jobs from people that deserve to have jobs. I was a checker for the Safeway company for over 2 years, and I do not appreciate and I do not use self-checkout because I used to get paid for that. If they want me to check my own groceries, they can go scratch. The only exception is the CVS. By the station because or by Podcast Village because that's the only option there.
Yeah, but still think about. So I used to always rail on you about, hey, this is the future,
right?
The idea that so not only with the story that you're about to bring up, but just in general, I was there yesterday. It's skeevy to touch the touchpad.
Exactly.
Well, and can I give you my two cents about self checkout? I've always believed that self checkout would be dreamy. If it became as commonplace as ATM, because the more people that have the knowledge, but even to this day, we have all gotten in back of an ATM, either on the street or behind a car where someone approaches the ATM like it is a f-ing Rubik's Cube and sits there
hard, right?
For 35 minutes going, duh, duh. Well, take self-checkout and multiply that tenfold and you get the idiot parade. It's why
at the
Walmart, which is the most prominent used self-checkout that I see in my neighborhood, there are supervisors and there is a man, and I checked this. I asked his manager. Mm-hmm. There's a man that monitors the self-checkout that weighs, listen to this, 11,000 pounds. And he runs the whole thing. And it is a stupid-thon like you would not believe. You go into a little little corral. I'm not
It is a corral.
It's a corral.
It's like a snake maze.
It's a self-checkout. Yeah. And it was like it is relatively simple, but
if someone is trying to buy if someone is trying to buy, say, produce that requires a code, then you might as well just burn the place down because it's not going to happen. We had to memorize 100 codes before we were allowed to check. We were tested so we could get that stuff through. I still remember.
You had to memorize 100 codes. That's a lot of numbers.
I remember, let's see, what do I remember? Bananas were 158. Mm-hmm. Red Delicious apples were 572.
Oh, at least they were three number codes. That's
Golden
good,
Delicious apples were 123. And I do believe that Safeway brand sandwich bread was 21130-18026 because it never scanned. I had to type it in every time. But that's
Grand Marnier is 666.
But that is that's
you,
the benefit.
You racist. Hi, Mike.
That's the benefit of having real human contact there.
Yes.
Because, you know, you can actually get the people through. And then when they stop and you have to bring a supervisor over or the machine locks and needs an override, you're not helping anybody. But that's just self-checkout on the surface. I'd like to give a shout out to the supermarket chain called Giant. Because last week.
Oh, the big one in the D.C. area. Yes. Giant Food. Yes. Giant.
Yeah. And they sponsor, of course, Mike It's Academic for many years.
That's so the end of the round.
They said last week that an illegal scanning device was found on the checkout of one of its stores in D.C.
Bingo.
and one of their customers' personal and financial information may have been stolen when they used self-checkout. Mm.
Well, so they think do it about in the gas station. They might as well do it in a grocery store, right? They might as well slide in there. By the way, Giant Food, a grocery store chain par excellence. It has been around for a long, long time. Solid, solid performer. And the greatest charity auction that I ever did was was for Giant Food, and Pete Manos, who was the CEO, and tapped his vice presidents on the shoulder to force them to bid on little items like a signed hockey puck. It was fantastic. And I also met Jimmy Dean and Frank Perdue at that same auction.
Really? I didn't know you met Jimmy Dean. I knew you had had some run-in with Frank Perdue, but I didn't know you knew Jimmy Dean.
At the Giant Food charity auction, I met, and they asked me to be the MC. I met Jimmy Dean, who was a super guy, and I met Frank Perdue, who was a dick. Like, just could not have been more prickly.
A younger
and
Frank Perdue?
He was never young.
He looked like a chicken. He was a mean, pecking chicken.
Mike, it was found at, Oscar, do you know this location? 1345 Park Road in Northwest D.C.?
Right up the street.
Yeah, they found it there. And here's the good thing. Giant discovered it on March 5th. And release the information a short 2.5 months later. So,
wow.
They found it during a routine security check they found, and they said that might be the only points that they've come across in the DC area that have been compromised. But folks, keep in mind, when you are doing self-checkout, how easy this is for your identity to be stolen, boom, like that.
Well, checking out of a grocery store is kind of gross, too, on any level.
This is during the COVID-19 era, right? This world that we live in now. The high-touch surfaces, like, I don't, yesterday, and there's no knock on the place across the street, but I sat there, I'm like, are they wiping these touch surfaces after each customer? Because I can see where they built the plexiglass barrier for the employees. I'm fine with that.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But no, that wasn't happening. And you're like, I don't know if I need to go. But and
it's on you. It's on you.
Am I ever going to use cash again? Like, I start thinking all these questions.
Oh, I know.
But I never really thought about it.
And then a report. This is the way this whole COVID era has been, where a report comes out yesterday, I believe it was, that said spreading the virus on surfaces, not nearly as problematic as human-to-human contact.
Right.
Now, with that said, though, I consider if you go, and then you touch something.
Yeah.
That in its own way is kind of human, but they're saying the airborne is much more likely to happen. That's why with the masks, the people still are blowing off. And, I read so much about it right now as far as where we are with this, where it's going to be. And I am a little torn because in the event that we get a let's go 1 month down the road.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you worry that 1 month down the road, if some of these states like Georgia and some of these areas like Florida that have opened up and, hear horrible, scary stories about withholding data from the public. But if they, 1 month down the road, have these curves that have not only flattened but diminished, I don't know what to think. Is that going to mean that everybody's going to pour out to the restaurants and then we're all going to get sick again in the winter? It's scary. It's a scary time.
It is very scary.
Right now.
I was very pleased to hear about the thing about the surfaces being a less transmittable way to get the disease.
Yeah,
because
like
when
doorknobs
I was
and stuff like that
at the liquor store, when I found that out, I pressed my breast against the glass like in Midnight Express. And it was my way of saying thank you to the man that sells me my vodka.
Yeah, well, you did that long before COVID. I mean, that's,
every day
way you did it. Right,
here he comes.
You know who's suffering, Mike? The nose pickers of America.
Yes,
they are.
Oh,
suffering.
Yeah.
They are suffering.
Yeah. I got caught. I got caught today in my own house.
What do you mean?
Well, Carla had who
moving
was
the furniture.
Over? Who was coming over? Someone was coming. Wait, it had to be some. Oh, okay. My buddy Skip was coming over to give me an orthotic for my shoe, and he played our piano when he was over here too, which was very cool. And we didn't disinfect it. Oh my God!
Oh
and,
no!
But Skip came over, and so Carla was like tidying up, and she took all the on our little nightstand where we watch TV. We got the little baby wipes, and we've got tissues right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm looking down, and all of a sudden I do a little, search and destroy mission. And she said, and Carla, who is like a red-tailed hawk in the kitchen, looks over at me and says, do you need a tissue? Which is really her way of saying, do you need a tissue, pig?
Yes.
And so there's
my
that.
God.
There's
well,
that
my,
in my home.
Just as a final word, the vice president of giant food operations, of course, is Bob Bennett.
Bob Bennett. Oh, I know. Bob Bennett. Well, here's a piece of advice. He's the new CEO, Bob Bennett?
Yes, he is. Vice president of food operations, Bob Bennett.
You think he's got a beach house by any chance down down around Dewey Beach or Rehoboth or anything?
He might. I think he might have mentioned that, yeah.
That's good. Well, listen, Bob Bennett, if you're listening right now and you happen to be heading down to Dewey or Rehoboth or Ocean City, one of the fine beach communities outside of Washington, D.C., there's a tiny little restaurant that's a mom-and-pop shop that you're going to love. It's called the Whitehall Inn.
Really?
And it's right before the Bay Bridge, Bob Bennett. And yes. If you get a chance, you could go to Red Hot and Blue.
Sure.
You could go to Mickey D's. But if you really want a good old-fashioned family meal, pop by the Whitehall Inn, Bob Bennett, and perhaps Bob Bennett could enjoy some of Whitehall's fabulous fruit fritters. Thank you very much.
Exactly what I want. His helpful advice, Mike, was check your credit card statement.
Oh, isn't that
Thanks,
lovely?
Thanks, Bob Bennett.
Isn't that wonderful? That's exciting. All right, we'll take a break, and we have more Rob Spiewak news because we're excited. Somebody bought a car
in
his family. I'm very excited about this because, you know, Oscar and I are car people, so we'll find out more about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's on Monday. King's Thing. And now, here's Larry.
The smell of baby powder ain't romantic, boy. This portion of the show is brought to you by Doan's Pills. Brass monkey. That funky monkey. These stitches refuse to dissolve. The TMOS Shopping Center is Target and Walmart. MikeOMaraShow.com. If you shop there, you help. Okay? Buy things. Because it's good. Oof. What an emotional week.
I'm worried about him.
Might be my favorite so far. I got to make Larry slur more, Rob.
I think that's
the key to the whole thing.
I think so,
welcome
too.
Back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Mortgage loan availability has fallen to a six-year low. Lenders have recently reduced programs and raised minimum credit requirements to offset potential losses from COVID-19. So it's more important than ever to work with a team you can trust. The team at Cornerstone First Financial is keeping up with the latest changes to make sure you get the best rate and program for all of your mortgage needs, whether it's a purchased or a refinance. A purchase. You don't put a T on the end of purchased. Mm. Whether it's a purchased. Yeah. See, I'm turning into Larry. It's going to be 10-15 years. 10-15 years, I'm going to sound like that. Whether it's a purchased, and you're going to say, that's purchased, Mike, not purchased. And I'm going to go, I said it right.
I guess at least we didn't coice.
Their low rate guarantee at Cornerstone First Financial and the fact that they are a lender and a broker allows them to have all the programs available, not just a one-size-fits-all. Call Mark Livingstone, 202-625-1221. As states reopen, buying and selling housing activity will be unprecedented. And people will need to tap into their home's equity to buy their steel-belted radios. I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's the odd start time. I get a weird energy. Yeah. Like almost like maybe there's booze in my system that just got reactivated. Haven't had a drink all day. It's 1 o'clock. Don't
Good for
call
you.
A loan salesperson. Call a loan professional. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. So
love it.
Julia Jellybean got herself an automobile.
She absolutely did. She got a car that she has been wanting since she was in high school, and it took a long time to find it, but she got it finally. Mike, it's a white 2019 Dodge Challenger. I'm kidding. It's not really that.
You scared me for a second there. I'm like, wow.
Julia didn't pick up my car.
Wow, she got a great deal on it. Just has to go down to Florida to pick it up. No, what she got
is... Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah, please.
This is really behind the scenes.
It's fine.
All right, the guy, I had a loan on my car, and I rolled another car into that loan, so I was upside down, as they call it, and I had a big payoff, and I had to get all that taken care of, and the guy bought my car, and he picked it up before the loan had been processed, because he pays the money, he signs the contract, it goes in, and the website where I get the car pays off the car, and then he called me, and he said, listen, can you call the bank and see if you can get a letter saying they've got it's called a letter that says that the payment has been made, and it's going to clear and all that, and I said, yeah, I'll do that. And I dealt with the bank so often that I didn't do it. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, it's like the deal was done. He's got the car. It's in his hands.
You've been busy.
No, I knew, Oscar, I knew it was going to be an hour. I knew minimum hour.
I'm not arguing
to be on the phone with
the transaction was done.
It's done. I hope
he got the title sooner than later. That's what I still have to go to DMV and drop off the plates. I haven't done that yet. I don't think that affects it at all.
I think they are, you know, they're sort of relaxing some of the more stringent applications. I think it'll probably go through without incident.
Yeah,
I got
okay.
to go to the DMV good. Yesterday don't feel too, good. Which was fun.
When you sell the car, you want to be rid.
It's over.
Of the
I don't want to be.
Yeah, you want to be done.
Deal with the bank that gave you the car loan that you could never get.
Because
in touch
when
with.
You buy the car, it's exciting. It's exciting to buy the car.
Sidebar.
Yeah.
The gentleman who bought my Audi.
Yes.
Look, good guy. You want someone that like really loves the car to love the car. Mm-hmm. He sent me not 4 weeks, maybe six. I would say a month and a half after he bought it, glamour shots of my car that he had taken. And I That's felt weird. The same way. I was like, I don't need this in my life, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
goodbye.
Like, we broke up. It's
That's
yours.
It.
God bless you.
You don't want to see the X car. You don't want to have anything to do with the X car. It's not
the X car's kids or anything.
How good she looks. How well she's running.
How happy she is.
So long, car. Don't want to deal with you anymore. All right.
Done.
It's a big empty garage. That, by the way, and we're filling that garage up with crap.
Oh, that'll happen.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, no car in there anymore. Make it look like a scene from Hoarders. Fantastic.
It's like you spread around styrofoam peanuts. Stuff will fill every available space. It will.
I had to get a goddamn mic cable before the show. I felt like Indiana Jones going in there. Why did it have to be snakes? All right, but anyway, the car. Now I'm excited. Should we have a timpani for the?
Yeah, I'd love it. I'd love it.
Because
this is the exact car she's wanted since before she had her license. Mm. She found a 2005 green Subaru Forester.
What is the year?
It's 2005, but the engine has been rebuilt. It only has 50,000 miles on it.
A spectacular, durable automobile. I have owned a Subaru.
You know
Forester.
This, yes.
Yeah.
You and love also, it so much you traded
lovely.
It in.
That was the guy, lovely. And then I traded it in when I had a moment with my son on a Saturday, back You're before right. the disease, back but- before the plague, back before the plague. I'm running out and I say, oh, hey, it's a beautiful Saturday in Florida.
It's
Let me extend myself
morning.
Further than I need to be extended.
But it's funny how things
that ship.
Come together. She found it on Facebook Marketplace. And when we clicked on it, we found that not only did the guy who sold this car go to school with my cousin Casey, mm-hmm. His wife co-teaches with my Aunt Lina an SAT prep course. I had met this guy at a family wedding years ago. So we found him through Facebook Marketplace, but we know him. He's trustworthy, and he has a little organization called Subaru Rescue, where he gets old Subarus and brings them back up to code. In this
is
case,
he related to you? Is there
no,
is he a relation?
He's, he's not a relation, but my Aunt Lina.
Because if he had Spiewak blood, you don't want to buy anything from somebody with Spiewak blood. No.
Nor anyone. Spiewaks don't fix things, Mike. They don't.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it just would be, it's fantastic. It's a great, great car. And then, the transmission falls out after
you get
down on the
street. It's like it's a 2020, just 15 years old.
That's right. Well, you got to get it out on the road and work it up.
What's that company called? Subaru Rescue?
It's not a company. It's just his hobby. It's like his little, he has a little, like a webpage, Subaru Rescue. And he's got three or four kids that all have these cars and he builds them to code. He knows people at junkyards for parts. He had to replace a fender on this one. Up till the day before we bought it, she loved the car the minute she saw it. And the main reason is because it was green. She wanted a green car. And
my wife said the same thing.
And he said, you know, we can get this done. I'll get the emissions and everything passed. I need to find two fog lamps and a key fob for you. And I said, okay. And he called Julia like 12 hours later. He says, fog lamps are fixed and I found a key fob. Come get your car. And
how exciting cool. for her.
She is so delighted. And she said the cutest thing to the guy. She said, you can't tell because of my mask, but I'm really smiling right now.
Oh, that's sweet.
Good for her.
I just hoodwinked awesome.
You. Yeah.
Wow.
And the car is right now
much,
on blocks.
How much restoration does he...
It's on blocks.
No, it's
But
not.
It's beautiful. It's really nice.
How's the interior? Is it in decent shape?
You know what? He's more of a mechanical and exterior guy, so she's going to have to detail the inside. But you know what? For the price we got it for, it's...
You didn't answer the question.
It's a little dirty. It's not beat up. It's just not sparkling clean. And so that's a good project.
I mean, like, is it leather? Does it have leather in it? No, Forrester probably cloth.
No, it's fabric interior.
We had a fabric interior on ours.
Upgraded radio with Bluetooth that she's in love with right there. And it drives like a dream. And she's so happy in it.
Do you mind? What is a 2005 furbed Subaru run these days?
It was exactly 3K.
Oh, great.
I think that's fantastic.
And you know
it's
what?
It's got 50,000 miles on the engine, the new engine they put
3K
in.
3K is great.
And he also stands behind his work. He has the scanning equipment.
Joe Hadid.
Exactly. Yep. If you stand on it, we stand behind it. He's got all the sensor.
Good deal.
That sensor equipment.
If the car runs, do you think it's going to be?
Absolutely.
Cars, right?
Yeah. It drives like a dream. He has got. He ran all the tech specs on it. And if she gets like a service engine light, he said, come by, we'll run a scan and we'll fix it. He loves the car. He has such a passion for the car.
That's cool.
That he made us pull out slowly so he could take a picture of it leaving. It's the 13th Subaru that he has rescued and sold.
Wow.
I love this story. Mm-hmm. This is awesome. She's got to be thrilled out of her mind.
Deep in the heart of Lovettsville.
Like, is it a deep, like, racing green? Is that what it is?
Forest green.
Forest green?
Yeah. And it was, everything was awesome. And so we left and we drove out there and not even like in town Lovettsville, like 10 miles deeper than Lovettsville, although it's
okay.
So it's
good
in
place
the forest.
To do that. Mm-hmm.
And I follow her to the DMV because she has no tags yet. She has all the information, but we didn't have tags. And if we were to get the tags, then we'd have to like go back, and that's like an hour in each direction. So I said, I tell you what, I'll follow you. You have the application. You have the title. If some reason you get pulled over by a cop for not having tags, we'll explain. We're on the way to the DMV. Now, I hate the Leesburg DMV because it's big, big, big. There is a DMV. I think it's called a DMV Star or DMV Express.
Like satellite
to go. It is. And so that's in Purcellville, which is a bustling metropolis in Washington, D.C. suburbs.
Oh, what a pretty little town.
I love Purcellville.
Yeah,
so we go there.
Purcellville.
And we get there, and it's hard to find because it's like on the backside of almost like a industrial area, almost hidden.
Yeah.
Had to follow the blue signs. We get there, and there's a sign that says, no more than 4 people in the DMV at any time.
Good.
And so
good for them.
There's a lobby, and then outside the lobby, there's like a pre-lobby where people are standing, and then there's people outside. They're all wearing masks.
Right.
We're all wearing gloves, and the DMV is so horrible anyway that the mask experience and the social distancing, everyone's eyes just look horrified. Like they're in a horror movie.
They don't want to go.
Their eyes look like they're in a Jordan Peele movie. So we're all 6 feet apart waiting. And it's a little longer for Julia and me because we're going in as a pair. So we have to wait for 2 people to leave the DMV for us to go into the main lobby, right? And one person leaves and a guy looks at me with his big Jordan Peele movie eyes as if to say, well, why aren't you going in?
Yeah.
It's your turn. You can go in. And I said, we're going to go in together. And so we go in and we listen to this hapless guy. He's saying, you mean my son has to sign this document? I said, and the lady's, yes, your son has to sign the document. He's going to be the owner of the car. He said, but he has a very complicated schedule.
How did the lady sound?
You're going to have to sign it if it's even outright ownership. And you're going to have to, we really appreciate you coming in and waiting in line.
That's Rob. Rob's got a new voice. It's his bureaucrat voice.
We're going to have to, we're going to have you. I'm showing a lot of gray in my hair because I haven't been to the beauty parlor, but I'm still an essential employee. So and yes, your son is going to, he's going to have to sign the document. He's going to absolutely have to sign the document.
And so, and he says, but his schedule prevents him from coming to the DMV. So I've waited all this time in line and I'm going to have to go and have him sign.
Absolutely. I mean, all you have to do is go home and have him sign it. And then come on back.
And I turn to Julia and I say, he's not doing it right. And she's just, ear to ear smiles. Mm-hmm. And she says, well, what should he do, Dad? I said, you do this. You say, of course he has to sign it. He's waiting in the car. I'll be right back.
Right.
Which is
get
what
in
you
the line
do.
Again.
Yeah, exactly.
Get on the Jordan Peele line again.
Yeah. And then I said, he has to sign it.
Yeah, absolutely has to sign it. Yeah.
How did you find that? How do you find that place that made the that refurbishes the Subs?
It was on Facebook Marketplace, but when I clicked on it, I realized I had friends in common with the guy. Mm. She
that's
saw
so
the car.
Cool.
3K.
And,
that's like a Highline TV.
You know, Rob, being a Mainer, a part-time Mainer, I mean,
right.
You have to. The Subaru is the it's the absolute vehicle of the state. People have them for years.
They're tanks. I'm proud of her for earning the money, saving the money, thinking ahead, because it's likely she won't be going to Richmond this fall. And whatever she, if she gets a job, it might be a DoorDash style job or a Postmate style job. Who knows?
That's the side of Julia's college career over. She will not be getting graduating but, college. There you
Mike,
go.
The good news is that the reason she went to college was to get a job to buy a Subaru Forester. She got the car, eliminated the middleman, and passes the savings along to you.
Yes, and especially you. That's it. That's on a, well, send me a picture of that Subaru.
I will. Like absolutely. I will.
We'll take a break, come back with more fun and thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. One, select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. Two, send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomarashow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's a show for the TV today. For all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds any way we can, but what if you need postage to send out letters and packages? Have no fear. Stamps.com is here. Anything you could do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Print your postage on demand and skip those crowds at the post office. No human contact required. It's that easy. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer so you can stay hunkered down. I'm not sure what that means, but hunkered. A lot of people are
hunkered. People say
down.
It, and some people say hunkered down. I like hunkered.
For some reason, I think you need to raise your shoulders when you hunker. I'm hunkering.
Yes. I'm hunkering, please.
If that wasn't enough, Stamps.com also offers UPS services with discount rates up to 62%. That's a great number. Yes. And with Stamps.com, you don't have to pay UPS residential surcharges. Plus, 5 cents off every first-class stamp. That's a bingo!
That's a bingo.
Stamps.com, the best, saving you time and money and keeping you safe in these crazy times. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stay safe, my friends.
Baby.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. I appreciate that. What the hell was I going to talk about? I got 20 different things. We don't have enough time for any of them. Let's promote the T-shirt. We really should.
Yeah, please.
So tomorrow night, it's we make the big announcement. It's a new one. I love it. I normally don't talk about it that much, but we will try to sell them because that's how we're feeding our families during this time.
Okay, I can give you.
That's why I'm going on Cameo as well. It's very, very exciting.
Let me give you some. Some breaking news. I was talking to our friend Bus Tees, who makes the shirts, and he said, "I was getting a lot of requests for ladies fit." We're going to have both men and ladies fit available.
Well, Pony's thrilled. I know he is. He's been looking forward to that for a very, very long time. So he just can't get a T-shirt to fit him. Yeah. Came from a variety of women in our audience. It was one dude making those calls.
They fit. He just wants something that sort of emphasizes his strong suits. You know what I'm saying?
Here's what I'm going to love. Oscar doesn't want me to say too much about it, but the T-shirt we're going to be selling tomorrow is really kind of inside than other ones. And I just like it that, people that are, if you see a fan of this show and you're out and about, they will get it. And I like that. This is one I'm going to be putting on the top of my hit parade. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I do love it.
You're going to LA. Any results from your mamo yet?
Yes. She is.
Hold on. Well, I didn't know that. You didn't mention that in the pre-show. Hold on. Another timpani.
Yes. My mom.
I know
went
what the results are going
to
be.
To get a coronavirus test.
She didn't need. Right.
Took it from a first responder, I bet. How dare she? And shockingly enough, she has a negative test.
No kidding.
Yes. And when she told me, it was weird because she wanted it, so she felt like she would be released into the world at age 70 if she had.
Well, she was hoping to have the antibodies, yeah. Right?
And I said,
right.
Mom, I was like, why don't you just sit there and light your Virgen de Guadalupe candles and like thank your lucky stars that you got a single family home to chill in, right?
Right.
And you want for nothing, you need for nothing. Your husband, who you love or don't love, who knows, he's in a different country.
Right.
Yeah.
You got a treadmill in the house, you got a big screen TV, you got cable, you got Netflix now. What else would you want?
Right.
She wants to go out and get it.
Yeah,
she doesn't have it, but now she wants to go out into the world and get it.
It's so strange. And I was like, you have to stop saying, I need to go to Yiant. I need to go do certain things. Like, I will bring you what you need. I was like, what you're going to do is create havoc. And look, this is selfish. Yes. Do I want to have to deal with my mom being sick while we're dealing with all this? No, I don't. And I said, if you want to help, stay home.
Yeah, that's how you help.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Please,
that's a good idea.
For the love of God. Like, you're
really
70, you're borderline obese, you're not coming out of this. Like,
she wants to be part of the big story, though. That's what she wants.
She already is, by staying home.
Yeah, absolutely.
With her outfit.
And listen, we all still don't know.
Nobody knows.
They don't know. By the way, this is my fear, and I want to make it really clear that when I say that I hope I'm wrong about all these early openings, I do hope I'm wrong.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope we're all wrong.
But at the same time, when that governor of Georgia, if that curve is flat, if he gloats about the, he didn't know, he certainly didn't know more than the epidemiologists.
No.
Nobody knows. Even the epidemiologists that are erring on the side of caution. The people, this is being set up as a battle between the people that didn't give a rat's ass and the people that were overly cautious. Make no mistake about that. So if it does come true that maybe this thing declines to the point of we have a handle on it, when everybody really does say, ultimately, the only way to fix this is going to be to get a vaccine.
Right.
I just will be so, I will be so sick of hearing people gloat about, all those people that were alarmed. No, the alarmist people were right. Let me tell you why they were right. Because if it was something that was more severe in these states that are opening too early, you would have probably known, and it still might happen.
Even if there's minimal impact, I don't think I'd change.
I think everybody's doing what you're doing too.
We're doing what we can, and if you're in a position that you can still work from home, you should. We're blessed. We're blessed to be able to do what we do here.
I think it's important, and I think a lot of Americans are doing just that, and that's why those curves are flat.
And if you're not, and you've got a business that needs to open because you'd rather you have to feed your family, and you don't have a choice, and you happen to be in that position, and you have to get out there and do it and take that risk, I get that as well.
Yeah,
it's about being cautious when you can. Be as cautious as you can. Use as much wisdom as you can. And don't rush it if you don't have to.
Yeah, but
we're not asking you to change the world.
Going to a public park or beach or festival or anything like that, you can all, whether you have a business, you're a business owner, you're at home, you have a job, you don't have a job, you can all decide not to do all that.
Like, right.
We're all on that same page.
You just have to take care of yourself, as we said on this show all the time. You know, and for those people down in Georgia, you know, hey, mama, governor, let them die. Said that we could go out to TGI Coffigan's and grab the yeast rolls. We're real excited about that. We're going to roll out there right now and have a good old time. I can't. What's that? Oh, my God, I'm burning up. They tell them to raise that, turn that temperature down to about 65 degrees. I am burning up in here. All right. You going to the salad bar? I'm going to the salad bar. Yeah. It's great. It's fantastic, man.
Are you going to reelect Governor Let 'Em Die?
Governor T. Buford Let 'Em Die. Yes, sir. Yeah. We need to start this economy sooner than later, okay? And if you're a checkout person, you happen to get sick, well, there are 20 more in Becky. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not. Governor T. Buford Let 'Em Die. We'll be back with the news you may not need right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, my friends. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Haben Sie Uber about the coronavirus? Das ist crazy. So, I want to offer some advice because we need to protect senior citizens like your Großmutter und your Großvater, die Kinder and each other. Hopefully, we can flatten the curve in time for Christmas so we can celebrate around the Tannenbaum and enjoy the presents and eat the Schwarzwaldkirschtorte and things. To do this, we must social distance, which is hard. I have to eat my own schnitzel at home because the restaurants are closed and stuff. No one is allowed to pet my miniature horse. And I can't make love to my housekeeper if I am 6 feet away. Is Max teed me so angry? Arr! But you can protect yourself by shopping at the TMOA Shopping Center at MikeOmeraShow.com, Target, and Walmart. Remember, we must obey the rules and we can beat the corona, okay? Good. Es ist bad disease, but at least it's not a tumor. Danke schön.
Thanks, Arnold. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
So enthusiastic.
It's tomorrow, you better set an alarm, buy some ice, and warn your liver because you do not want to miss the TMOS bonus show and cocktail party. It's the 10th installment. It's our 10th anniversary.
Yes.
It's an ongoing series of broadcast excellence, a full TMOS episode, followed by the Drunken Bonus Hour. And I make this promise to you. All of the bonus shows, I guarantee that tomorrow's will be the most recent. If you miss it, we'll be unto you. Tune in and drink with us and give us a call, 888-920-6673. We provide the bonus stream as a free service, but after it streams, it hides behind that odious, abhorrent, and insegrievous paywall. Mm. So make sure you turn in. Did I say insegrievous?
Insegrievous. You said it exactly right.
Yes.
Thank you. Also, there are nearly 500 other commercial-free uncensored bonus shows available to you for just pennies a day. And a subscription just might cure your hot flashes. You couldn't hate. It's your passport to the Asport. Copyright 2020. 7 p.m. Eastern, the fun starts on Facebook Live. Cocktail Party 10. And now back to Rhoda, already in progress.
News!
Boo! This just in, actress Lori Loughlin and her husband, fashion designer Massimo Mary Blah Blah, have agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy charges.
Whoa.
They're pleading guilty. After all this time, there you go.
I saw a picture of her at the courthouse, and that's the only thing she's guilty of right now.
Really? Oh, really? That's a.
Took it
you gotta hit the alarm. Hit the alarm for yourself.
You think?
The,
I don't know. I thought
yeah,
it was
that's the misogyny alarm right there. Anyway, Loughlin is 55, Giannulli is 56, and has they've been accused of paying $500,000 to get their two daughters into USC as fake crew team recruits. They had pleaded not guilty for more than a year and moved to dismiss charges as recently as 2 weeks ago. As part of the plea agreement, Loughlin will be sentenced to 2 months in prison, and Giannulli will be sentenced to 5 months in prison. That's it. Prison term. Five months is, you know, you can get messed up in 5 months. Subject to the court's approval, according to authorities. That's interesting. So Loughlin faces a $150,000 fine, 2 years of supervised release, and 100 hours of community service. Giannulli faces $250,000 fine, 2 years of supervised release, and 250 hours of community service. So he's getting it a lot worse than she is.
I bet they feel stupid doing all this for something that's closed now.
That's the worst part. They're like, oh.
Why did we? Yeah.
They should. They could have gotten it like, what's her name? William H. Macy's wife.
Yeah.
What's her name? I forgot.
Frances McDormand?
No, Huffman.
Huffman.
Frances McDormand.
I don't know who that is.
Felicity Huffman.
Why did that pop into my head?
Because they're tied in. They I don't know. That's how that works. They're scheduled to plead guilty Friday morning. Tomorrow morning at 11:30 a.m.
Frances McDormand Doris will be Roberts. Served.
Well, we don't know.
What the hell's the matter with me?
Leah Remini will report to the courthouse at apparently... okay, idiot alert. Here we go. The Disney Springs Shopping and Dining Complex opened Wednesday morning, and businesses had customers waiting in long lines shortly thereafter.
Of course.
According to photos and videos. This is where my state, and you know that's a lot of Floridians that were doing that.
I've been to Disney Springs, Mike. I know exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah, they're open. Line up. Breathe. Days ago, Disney issued a blunt warning that would-be guests assume all risk visiting Disney Springs amid the pandemic. It appears that did not deter customers.
No!
While Disney World and Disneyland have been closed since mid-March, Disney Springs is the first portion of either destination to once again welcome guests, but with strict measures in place, such as a mask and temperature check requirement. So at least they're doing that.
Okay.
At least they're doing that. I still don't want to get on a roller coaster. For now, only subcontracted shops will be open in the complex. The next phase will start 7 days later when Disney retail shops, such as World of Disney Store, and the Disney eateries will reopen so you can get your strips of chicken deep fried.
Get your Dole Whip. And also ride their new ride, Ventilators of the Caribbean.
As for the rest of the resort, namely the theme park, it remains unclear when that might open, but the ball is likely rolling as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Friday gave Disney and Universal Orlando the green light to submit their reopening plans. By the way, there are Disney executives that are on his committees and his
shocker.
Opening. Yeah, that's
really
it.
And, that's surprising. And, it's like they're a big part of the economy down there, so they have a lot of influence. I don't know.
Pence came down this week to have lunch at a burger joint without masks.
Yeah,
more powerful.
Ballsy.
Here we go. Quick hits. A nurse in Tula, Russia, has been disciplined for wearing a see-through PPE gown.
Nice!
And just wearing a bra and underwear underneath. There were reportedly no complaints from her patients. Sales of plastic Bane masks from the Dark Knight Rises have gone way up, even if they don't really provide proper protection from coronavirus, all right?
It doesn't matter to me if I get the virus as long as I look scary.
Anyway, there you go with that. Apple released a new update for iPhones yesterday that makes it easier to unlock your phone with Face ID when you're wearing a mask.
Finally.
Yeah, this I'm busy wearing.
How about you deal with butt dialing?
Thank you very much. Thank you. I agree.
DJ
47%. 47% of women and 22% of men say they've gained weight since the quarantine started.
It's called the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Cookie. All right. A 7-Eleven employee in Thailand tried to grab a forehead thermometer to check a customer, but accidentally grabbed a spray bottle of hand sanitizer instead and sprayed it in the customer's face. And a Krispy Kreme in Long Beach, California, had to shut down its free donuts for graduating seniors promotion earlier this week when it caused a massive traffic jam outside of the store. I don't even know if China's got their act together, but if you're an enemy, a potential enemy of the United States, and you're seeing some of this stuff, you're like, oh we got
them. Now's the time.
We got them. This is the time. Go get them. Go attack right now. This is a country of doughheads. This is absolutely a country of doughheads.
Mike, they've got bombs and they're painting on every bomb. Free donut.
Free donut. Free donut. Run right into it and explodes like a cartoon. According to a new survey, 2 out of 3 Americans who are working from home right now say they can't remember the last time they put their phone on silent or they put on real pants. It's been all pajamas, sweatpants, shorts, underwear, or just letting it all hang out.
Dear. What are we wearing right now? What are you guys wearing?
Let's do a little check. Mm-hmm. Everybody ready? All right, here we go. All right. Rob Spiewak with cargo shorts,
yes.
All right.
I've got jeans on.
Hold on. Here we go. I am wearing
shorts. You.
Nice.
All right. Shorts, mm-hmm. Something sensible.
But they are athletic shorts.
What about shoes? You got shoes on?
I have shoes on.
All right.
I have sandals on.
That's fair. Rob?
Okay. I'm wearing combat boots.
Are you barefoot?
Of course I'm barefoot.
Okay, just checking. Just checking.
All right.
The survey also found 70% of people say they prefer working from home. 60% have taken a nap at some point during their workday. Working from home is wonderful.
If you get your work done, you can take a nap.
Oscar took a nap during the audio vault yesterday.
It was very exciting. Now, in gross news.
Oh, dear.
Okay, listen, I apologize. I am just the messenger. I did a little more research on some of these stories today, including this one that fascinated me. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
There are some TikTok videos now that they are circulating. I watched
several of them, that show people washing their strawberries with a ton of salt water in the water. And when they do that, when you soak the strawberries in salt water, worms start coming out of the strawberries.
What?
It's true. Worms. I've seen the videos and I've done the research. Yes, these are, I read about it, the offspring of bugs that lay their eggs in the just ripened berries. Bon appetit. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you what I saw. I saw the little squirmy. The lady, the first one, the lady was so cute that put it up there. She's a good looking lady and she's talking about it. And then she says, I woke up this morning and the first thing I thought about were the strawberries. It's so nasty. so nasty. And now a little something, something. Police in Wisconsin are trying to find a guy who was filmed doing push-ups on top of a fast-moving car. In the video, the man climbs out of the passenger side window, crawls up on the roof of the speeding vehicle, and then does two perfect push-ups before the video ends. The Wisconsin police are urging anyone who witnessed this reckless act to call the Staying Home is Making Me Bet Crazy hotline at 555 I Want My Mommy. Thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Yeah, everybody's going a little squirrely, especially in the O'Mara house. Yeah. Yeah, Mama will be drinking tomorrow night. I guarantee that.
Guarantee?
We'll come back with the audio vault, an abbreviated audio vault, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here we are, P1s.
Oh, I love this.
Come and get your cocktail party. Come along, my little ones. Champagne, drunken wives, all free on Friday. I've lots of lovely goodies for you. Naughty words, mixed drinks, maybe even ice cream, treacle tarts.
Treacle tarts!
And ice cream!
And all free!
Come along, kiddie winkies. Come along, my little dears, my little mice. What will it be? Carla? Shannon? Superstar Carrie? It's all on Facebook Live.
Live?
Go inside, my little dears. And all free on Friday.
Live?
Oh, that's great. By the way, Rob sent me a picture of Julia's car. It looks great.
It's cool, what
a great
man.
Isn't it nice?
Congrats.
Good for her. She looks so happy. That's wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our TMOS Shopping Center. Coronavirus update. The World Health Organization reported. This is prepared comedy written by Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Have to give
very
credit
happy
where credit
with the third
is
one. The third one's my favorite today.
The World Health Organization reported that yesterday, May 20th, had the largest single-day increase of COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began. So don't forget the sunscreen at the beach this Memorial Day weekend, you morons. You don't want to get skin cancer before you die from corona. Also, due to concerns regarding COVID-19, the survival of retail giant Sears is uncertain, which is ironic because thanks to the pandemic, the Craftsman Tools lifetime guarantee hasn't been costing them as much lately. And the Korean Soccer League... And the Korean Soccer League has fined the team from Seoul $82,000 for using sex dolls as seat fillers during a recent match. As expected, when they heard about the ruling, the sex dolls looked surprised.
They always do.
Thank you. Luckily, the super terrific Happy TMOS Shopping Center will keep you satisfied. You can get the things from Target and Walmart safely from your home. Hit up MikeOmeraShow.com and the banner's right there. Click it and you're off to the races. Instant access to Target and Walmart. Trust me, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Just make sure you access them through our banner, the TMOS Shopping Center. Shop from home and help us out. And don't worry about that Korean soccer team. Robert Kraft has already offered to purchase all... I apologize. Don't worry about that Korean soccer team. Robert Kraft has already offered to purchase all of the Asian sex dolls at a decent price. Win-win. There we are. Let's open up the audio vault. For today, this is Thursday, May 21st, 2020. Take it away, Rob.
I'll start with some good news. Do you remember we talked about that World War II vet that raised $50 million?
The British guy.
Walking his patio in Great Britain. He was notified yesterday that Buckingham Palace is going to knight him for what he did. And this is a great reaction.
I think Sir Thomas sounds very nice.
Never ever in a world did I anticipate that I would ever be knighted. You know, it just didn't enter my head that it would. But it sounds good. I like the sound of it. I'm hoping by then that I shall be able to walk properly. Otherwise, I thought, how am I going to manage in a wheelchair? And how do I get down on one knee? Because if I get down, I can't get up.
But he's God got such a great sense of humor. And he really didn't do it for recognition or fame like that. No. But to receive a knighthood, I think that's a page from that. That's really good.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, Mike, are you familiar with Governor Tate Reeves of Mississippi?
Don't have the pleasure, but perhaps that is his name really Tate Reeves?
No, it's actually my Governor T. Buford Let Him Die.
Tate Reeves may have to replace Haley Barbour on the show. I'll do a deep dive tomorrow on Tate Reeves. Maybe he'll come in and visit with you at the beginning of the Tate Reeves.
Tate Reeves had a bad trick played on him. He was enlisted to read the names of graduating seniors. And on the list, they included a name that wasn't real.
Oh, no.
You see. This is Governor Tate Reeves of Mississippi.
Gavin Christopher Davidson, Grace Dawson. Harry
Ascrack. Harry Ascrack.
Play it again.
I will play it for you one more time because, of course, when you do a Zoom-style announcement, the audio isn't as clear as you would hope, but he does say Harry Ascrack.
Gavin Christopher Davidson, Grace Dawson. Harry Ascrack.
But here's what I would love to say, what an idiot. But what he did is when he realized that it happened, he went to Twitter, apologized, and said, someone in this graduating class has a great future as a Simpsons writer. So he actually admitted that he got jobs.
I won't make fun of him. All right.
No, but I do think that it's good that it happened.
Harry Ascrack.
Did you know that there is some legal pass between Ice Cube and Mr. Rogers? Did you know this?
Oh.
Really? Ice Cube did a song, the rapper Ice Cube did a song called Gangsta's Fairy Tale, and that's how it's spelled, Gangsta. Gangsta's Fairy Tale that sampled the theme to Mr. Rogers.
Ooh.
Mr. Rogers sued him. Check this out. This is Ice Cube.
It's a trip because off this song, Mr. Rogers sued us. He was mad because we had the Mr. Rogers theme at the beginning of this. It's a Wonderful Day in the Neighborhood and all that. And he sued us and was getting like 5 cents a record till we took that part off.
Can you imagine Frank Rogers getting 5 cents a record off of Gangsta's Paradise or Fairy Tale?
I hope you don't roll me. Thank you very much. There you go.
Oscar, this is our closing tape. I need your help with it.
Okay.
Because it is a Spanish man
who
has just finished 2 months of quarantine, and what he was most excited about was a reunion with his donkey. So this is a Spanish man, after 2 months, reuniting with his donkey.
Baldo, ¿qué pasa?
You know what that means. What's up?
¿Qué pasa?
What's up? Donkey. Aww. That's so sweet.
¿Qué pasa?
What's
up? Ay, 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 ay.
So say what you will, Mike, but that man has a great ass.
Harry Ascrack.
That's there your magic you audio call. Have a good Thursday, everybody.
Wow.
I think that
sincere.
Man's having sex with his donkey.
Like, he missed him a lot.
Boy, that was one sensitive reunion right there. Wow. That's it. We got to get out of here. Hey, mark it on your calendar. Make sure you show up. Let's get the biggest crowd we've ever had at our TMOS cocktail party tomorrow night, 7 p.m. All the wives will be joining us. Shannon will be here. Carrie will be here. Carla will be here. Everybody will be drinking their favorite beverage, and who knows what the hell is going to end up happening. Rob has promised to be on his very best behavior, and that means that I can behave as badly as I want to.
And I'm going to be bringing some saltwater strawberries, so make sure you join us.
Maybe tomorrow night we can do that experiment.
Oh, my God.
Get some strawberries and we'll do it. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I don't know, man. I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear.
Oh, good for you.
Golf's no different from hockey. Requires talent, self-discipline.
Golf requires goofy pants and a fat ass. You should talk to my neighbor, the accountant, probably a great golfer. Huge ass.
Oh, hey, I wet my jockeys here.